The smell of balsam was heavy in the air, and Hafid's sensitive old nose detected the presence of sweet plums, apples, cheese, and ginger. Finally, he turned to Erasmus. "Old friend, how much wealth is there now accumulated in our treasury?" Erasmus paled. "Everything, master?" "Everything. I have not studied the numbers recently, but I would estimate that there is in excess of 7 million gold talents. And were all the goods in all my warehouses and emporiums converted into gold, how much would they bring?" "Our inventory is not yet complete for this season, sire, but I would calculate a minimum of another 3 million talents." Hafid nodded. "Purchase no more goods. Institute immediately whatever plans are required to sell everything that is mine and convert all of it to gold." The bookkeeper's mouth opened, but no sound came forth. He fell back as if struck, and when finally he could speak, the words came with effort. "I do not understand, sire. This has been our most profitable year. Every emporium reports an increase in sales over the previous season. Even the Roman legions are now our customers. For did you not sell the procurator in Jerusalem 200 Arabian stallions within the fortnight? Forgive my boldness, for seldom have I questioned your honors. But this command I cannot comprehend." Hafid smiled and gently grasped Erasmus' hand. "My trusted comrade, is your memory of sufficient strength to recall the first command you received from me when you entered my employ many years ago?" Erasmus frowned momentarily, and then his face brightened. "I was enjoined by you to remove each year half the profits from our treasury and dispense it to the poor."